This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We mentioned that Steve Cohen did an interview with Howie Rose. It's kind of a yearly tradition now where he does an interview with Howie on the Meet Me at the Apple podcast. And there were a couple of things Steve said that's fascinating. One is about that secret meeting that occurred with Pete Alonso and David Stearns and Scott Boras. And this actually made me chuckle. Take a listen to Steve Cohen describing that meeting and who did all the talking and who barely said a word.
Frankly, Pete did all the talking. I mean, Scott Boras was there.
Really?
And Scott didn't say a freaking word the whole time. And it was like, I turned to him, I go, I just want to make sure your pulse is, you know, you're still breathing over there. Okay? Because
That's not easy, by the way.
Yeah, that was like, I was like surprised. But, you know, Pete had a lot to say. It was great to hear from him. He clearly expressed his desire to come back. We expressed our desire to have him come back. And, you know, we walked out of there feeling really good, and I was glad that we connected that way, and I think it mattered.
That turned out to be the most important thing that happened in the Alonso negotiations. Obviously, Pete made it clear on Monday he wanted to come back. The Mets upped the offer. I mean, those things are certainly helpful, but the face-to-face mattered. And I would have been surprised. It would have been like if you played a game of truth or fiction. Or whatever they call those stupid games. This is not true. This is true. And you gave me the option that Scott Boras was comatose and Pete Alonso was doing all the talking in the negotiation room. I would have said that's BS. There's no way. So hearing Steve describe that is kind of funny because it doesn't feel real. You know, it feels like Pete would be sitting there, you know, kind of doofily, if you will, on the couch in the corner while Scott's, you know, explaining why Pete Alonso deserves $175 million a year. That's what I figured a meeting like that would turn. But Howie Rose also asked Steve an interesting question. And it's something that I didn't even start to think about, but I probably would have started thinking about at some point because I'm glad Pete's back. I'm thrilled Pete's back. I've been under the belief for a while that if he does come back, it's a short-term thing. He's not going to be a Met for life. And let's worry about that next year. Let's just bring him back for a year, get him on a short-term deal. We'll worry about 26 when 26 happens. Howie Rose asked Steve Cohen about the possibility of this being long-term. Here's the question and the answer, Howie Rose to Steve Cohen.
And is this the kind of thing that because of the option, you know, you're prepared to go through again next year if it comes to that? Or is there a chance you could have conversations during this season to try to perhaps amend that deal too?
Yeah, listen, I mean, you know, we're open. You know, we're excited by the 25 season. And listen, I hope Pete has a tremendous season. And that would be great for the Mets, certainly great for him. And you know, hopefully, you know, that means that we can figure out a way to extend the arrangement. We'll worry about it when we worry about it down the road. But right now we're focused on the 25 season.
Does that excite you, Pete? Does that give you the hopes that Steve Cohen can get a long-term deal done with Alonzo, or did that not excite you?
That was a good PC answer. That was, I can't talk about it right now. We're not really sure where we're at, but let's just worry about this year. Like, we're going to go into the 2026 offseason soon, you and I. That's not happening with Steve Cohen anytime soon. So let's just enjoy 2025. It's basically what he said.
Yeah, and look, I want to enjoy 2025 as well. That's why later this week when we do our 2026 offseason preview, it's a one-and-done edition, all right? We're going to do it. We're going to dive into the free agents, the trade market, what they're going to need, Pete Alonso, Vlad Guerrero Jr., and then we will not talk about it until next October or November, right? We put it away because one pet peeve I have is thinking about the offseason before the season is over. So we'll do it one time.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for
in Dax's domain. We see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.